This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Congratulations! You are a brand new member of the Congress of the United States. That's the good news. The bad news is that if you want to remain a member of Congress, you got some work to do, by which I mean you got to make some money, some political money. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, the time-honored business model of how that money gets made is changing.
Hello, Congressman Golden's office.
A typical day for a new member of Congress is typically packed. On the day I met with Congressman Jared Golden, he was about to dash off to a committee meeting. The new Democratic representative from Maine also balances guests from his district, staff meetings, hearings on the Hill, and he's expected to squeeze in some fundraising.
I'm sure that everyone is being told, just like I have been, that we should be doing that now. And that's fine.
Golden says at this point, he only spends a few hours a week on the phone with donors, but many of his colleagues put in much more time.
A lot of people face intense pressure to hit certain benchmarks in fundraising, and you got to raise millions of dollars.
And not just for your own campaign, but also for the party. Chara Torres-Spellacy is a law professor at Stetson University who studies political fundraising.
There have been decades and decades of members of Congress losing their lives to dialing for dollars.
This is what's known in Washington as call time. Members can't use their government offices for fundraising, but they can use the offices of political parties, just blocks from the Capitol, to make the calls.
Leaked documents have shown that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party have encouraged their freshman members to spend 30 hours per week on call time.
That's 30 hours not spent in hearings, working on legislation, or talking to other constituents. When those documents were published a few years ago, they created a public backlash because the people on those donor lists getting all that one-on-one time with members are not your average voters.
Sort of as a general matter, less than 5% of Americans ever give anything to any politician. And so that active, you know, 1 to 5% that does spend on politics, they get the politician's ear.
And politicians got an earful from the media, their constituents, even late night host John Oliver, who devoted a lengthy segment to call time.
Because it cannot help but affect the way you see the world if you're only calling donors rich enough that their main concerns are estate taxes or which Belgian kimono their cats will wear that day.
Politicians aren't wild about call time either. Several have tried to end the practice and failed. But now, things in the campaign finance world are changing, thanks to the internet. Aaron Hill is executive director of Act Blue, the Democratic online fundraising platform.
During the 2018 election cycle, I think we finally saw grassroots contributions really come to the main stage.
Hill says small dollar donations helped fund most of the successful Democratic House candidates in 2018, and many of those small donors signed up for recurring contributions. ActBlue says of donations made to House campaigns in January,
about 78% of those contributions had originated previously in the election year.
So many members are working on building out that network rather than focusing on call time. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she doesn't plan to do it at all. Same for presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren. Republicans are also looking to expand their base of small repeat donors with their own online platform, Patriot Pass. Act Blue's Hill says it's too early to know if this fundraising shift will change life for politicians.
If they don't have to spend their time during call time, if they don't have to spend their time talking with PACs or lobbyists, can they legislate differently?
And can they raise enough money to keep their seats when the next election rolls around? In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.